Hey, today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Ches. We left off in daf Nun Zayin and Beis, three lines from the end of the page. We are at Rava at the beginning of that line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shaki Klar, Li'ila Nishmas Yanti Bas Avram, by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by Dr. Avishai Newman, Lezecha Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Lezecha Nishmas Sarah Freida Bas Avram Aryeh, and by Eric and Alana Kol, Li'ila Nishmas Sarah Freida Bas Avram Aryeh. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding Nun Zayin Amud Beis. What we're going to discuss, well, first we'll finish up the discussion that we were having yesterday about removing dirt from Bavel and what kind of reaction one has to have when they encounter Bavel. And then the Gemara is going to talk about a number of different brachos that one recites on special occasions when you see certain things. We're going to talk about the bracha of Chacham Arazim when one sees 600,000 Jews. The Gemara is also going to talk about how a person is supposed to appreciate things that are done for him, the difference between a good guest and a bad guest. And the Gemara is going to talk about how Rav Sheshes went to say a bracha on a king, even though he was blind. And a person is supposed to say a bracha when they see a king, just by sensing the presence of the king. The Gemara is going to then on Amud Beis talk about how when Rav Chista grew despondent over the Churban of homes of tzaddikim, he was only comforted when he was told that his home shouldn't be any better than the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Gemara is going to have different brachos when you see Kivrei Yisrael, Kivrei Akum, Shechianu, and Mechaya Mesim, when you see people that you haven't seen in a long time, in 30 days, in 12 months. We're going to talk about the bracha of Mishana Habrios, when a person sees unusual creatures. So a lot of inyanim of brachos on today's daf. So let's begin. Nun Zayin and Beis, three lines on the bottom of the page. Rava. Rava ki avachazi chamer deshak liafra. When Rava saw the donkeys that were carrying dirt in that spot in Bavel, Tarif lu yadal gabayu, he'd smack his hand on the back of the animal. Run, tzaddikim, to do the will of your master, of the Ribono Shel Olam. Marbrei Ravina kavamati lebavel. When Marbrei Ravina would get to Bavel, avashakalaf besudra vishadi lebara, he would take from its dirt in his cloth, in his scarf, and he would throw it outside of Bavel. Kaim mashnemar, to fulfill the pasuk in Yeshayahu that says v'tatasiya k'matatei hashmeid, that you sweep it out of anything that's left. Amar Rav Ashi, no, Hadar Rav Nuna lo Shmili. And Rav Ashi comments, you know, I never heard what Rav Nuna said, that a person is supposed to make five brachos in Bavel. I never knew that there was such a takana, elamidatoy berechtinu lekulu. But on my own, I figured out to say each one of those five brachos, even though I was never instructed to do so. Amar Rav Yirmi ben Elazar, niskalu Bavel, niskalu Shcheineha. When Bavel is cursed, its neighbors get cursed as well. However, niskalu Shomron, nisbarchu Shcheineha. When the Shomron is cursed, its neighbors are actually blessed. Rashi explains that when a Rasha, Oyla Shcheino, and that's why that happened to Bavel. But in Anaf Yosef, he explains that the reason that's different when it comes to Shomron is because the idea of Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheino is only when the Ra is Ra Be'etzem. But when Jews suffer, it's often a Kapara, and therefore, even though it's presently Ra, long term it's Tov. And therefore, the principle of Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheino is not going to apply. Niskala Bavel, Niskala Shcheino. Where do we find this idea that when Bavel is cursed, its Shcheinim are cursed as well? That Bavel is going to be destroyed and it's going to be a Yerusha for these Shratzim that are called the Kipod, and they're going to be just swamps, which is what a destroyed place looks like. Niskala Shomron, Nisparchu Shcheina, but Shomron is destroyed and its neighbors are going to be blessed. That the Navi's telling us that when Shomron is destroyed, it's going to be filled with rocks, and there's not going to be any yishuv, but they'll only plant vineyards there, and people will benefit, and the neighboring towns will benefit from those vineyards. So that's a milah for Shomron, that it's meant as that the Shcheinim are going to get something from it. Vamra Rav Hamnuna, Haro Uchlusa Yisrael. If someone sees masses of Jewish people, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to tell us later, but Rashi fills us in right now, it means Shishim Ribo, 600,000 Jewish people, not less than that. People were asking before the Sima Shas if they should say this bracha. No, the Sima Shas didn't have 600,000 people. I think the last time there was a gathering of Jews of 600,000 people is the Levaya of Rav Avadya Yosef. I think they say there were over 1 million at the Levaya of Rav Avadya Yosef, but even like Rav Shlomo Zalman's Levaya, only had, Rabbi Teller emailed me this morning, had only about 300,000 people. So 600,000 people, we're talking about a mass number of people. Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim. So you say bracha of Chacham Arazim. Arazim, Uchlusi of the Chavim, if he sees such masses of the Chavim, Omer Busha Imchem, he should say Busha Imchem, which that it should be a Busha for them, that even though it starts out with glory, in the end their lands are all going to be destroyed, and ultimately that's a Busha. Maritz Chayis quotes a Medrash that does not distinguish between of the Chavim and Yisrael in this regard, that just seeing 600,000 people is enough of a reason to say Chacham Arazim, and that's based on what the Gemara is going to say, that the idea of Chacham Arazim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how many people there are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Das of each and every one of them, and that's just as impressive if they're Goyim as it is if they're Jews, so that's why the Medrash says differently than our Gemara. Tan Rabban, Hara Chos Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim. Why? She'en Dait and Domim Zelazah. No two people think the same way. Even parts of Fahim Domim Zelazah, no two people look the same way, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in touch with each and every one of them. Ben Zoma Rao Chlusa Al Gav Malabar Abayis. Ben Zoma once saw, from a perspective of standing on the Harabayis, such a mass of people, Amar Baruch Chacham Arazim. So he said the bracha, Baruch Shabaruch Kol Elu L'Sham Sheni. And then he gave HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all these people are here just to be Meshamish Mi. Hu Ayomer, Kami Yigiyas Yoga Adam Rishon Ad Shemata Pas Le'echol. How much different work did Adam Rishon have to do until he could actually produce a piece of bread that he was able to eat? Charash, Vizara, Vekatzar, Vimer, Vidosh, Vizara, Uvara, Vitachan, Vihirkin, Vilash, Viafa. He had to go through all of Melech HaShabbos, the entire Sidur to pass. Vachar Kachachal. Only then he was able to eat. Vani Mashkim, Motzi Kalelu, Mesukal Mufana. And I wake up in the morning, I go to the store, it's all there. It's all already done for me. It's just available for me, and I'm able to learn Torah all day because I don't have to go, and I don't have to plow, and I don't have to plant, and I don't have to harvest, and I don't have to do any of this. The Kami Yigios Yogadam Rishonat Shemasa Beg Lilbosh. And how much melacha did it take till Adam Rishon could produce a garment to wear? Gozas, Velibet, Venipet, Vitava, Vyarag, Va'achakach, Masabeg Lilbosh. And only then he found after he did the shearing and the whitening and the detangling and the spinning and the weaving, only then he had a beged that he could wear. Vani Mashka Motzi Kalel Miskal Mufana. I go to the store and there's a beged there for me to wear. And all the other nations come to do business with me. And I find that all of this stuff is perfectly readily available to me. The Rambam writes in Akdamah to the Perush HaMishnayos that the tachlis of the entire Bria is for the Adam HaMelumad HaParush Nadir Peli Lo Yimotza Ele Yachid Be'echad Adoros. He talks about how there are certain tzaddikim in whose zuchus everybody else exists, meaning that everyone else is there in order to make it easier for these tzaddikim to be who they are. That's meaning you can't, if the more people you have doing different jobs, so the better society functions, and the more people are able to focus on what they specialize at. So you have a Talmud Chacham who specializes at learning Torah and at growing in Ruchnius. He's only able to do that because he doesn't have the pressure of doing all of these other melachos, that there are other people who are going to be able to do all of these other melachos. Who are your Omer? Ben Zoma used to say, Oreach Tov Mahu Omer. What does a good guest say? How much trouble the Balabais went through for me, kama basar evi lefanai, how much meat he gave me, kama yayin evi lefanai, how much wine, kama gluskos, how many types of bread evi lefanai, v'kol ma shetarach letarach al b'shvili, and everything the Balabais did, he did dafka for me, aval areach rama uomer, but what does a bad guest say? Mat areach tarach Balabais, what did this Balabais do already for me? Pas achas achalti, I ate one portion of bread, chatich achas achalti, one piece of meat, kos achas sisi, I drink one cup of wine, kol tarach tarach Balabais, he anyway was making a meal. What's one more person? It was everything that they did for their family, and just happened to be I was one more person to add on. That's the perspective of an Oreach Ra. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Arachin that if a person benefits from Balabais, he should not go around telling everybody how wonderful it was, because then those people are going to bother this Balabais, and he's going to be overrun with guests. So the Meiri writes that you should be mishabeach the Balabais even more from than he actually did for you. I mean, he should overstate what he's done for you. But says the Meiri, do it b'tzina, because if you do it b'farhesya, that's what the Gemara in Arachin was talking about, that could lead to unpleasant things for the Balabais. He's going to be inundated with demand for his hospitality. The Tosos in Maseches BaMetzia Daf Chav Gimel Beis says that no, in Arachin we're talking about when you say say it to people who are in a muhuganim. People are going to take unfair advantage. But to say it to anashim muhuganim, who will then appreciate the tzidkus of the balabayis, that's an appropriate thing to do. That's perfectly fine. Al areach tov ma'u omer. What does the pasuk say about an areach tov? Zuchor kitaski pa'alav asher soru anashim. That the areach is going to remember what the balabayis did for him, and people are going to appreciate that tircha. Al areach raksiv lachin yiruhu anashim. That since he's an areach ra, he doesn't recognize good that was done for him, people are going to be afraid of him. He's not going to have he's not going to have banim chachamim. Things are going to, because that's the end of the pasuk, lo yira kol chachmei lev. Things are not going to turn out well for him. Ve'ish meishol zaken baba ba anashim. Amar Rav Avitamer Rav Zvid Vitamer Rav Oshaya ze Yishaya vi David. This pasuk in Sefer Shmuel Aleph is referring to David's father Yishai. Sheyatza ba'uchlosa. He would go out to war with 600,000 men with him. Ve'nichmas ba'uchlosa. He'd come back from war with 600,000 men, which I guess means he was victorious, didn't lose too many men. Ve'darash ba'uchlosa. When he would darshan in Torah, there were 600,000 men there. So he was a very, very prominent person. Amar Ula Nikitinan ein uchlusa be'bavel. That we don't have such an uchlusa, such a mass of people in Bavel. Tana ein uchlusa b'chusa mishishim ribo. You never have less. An uchlusa means at least 600,000 people. So that bracha is a very, very unique bracha that's only reserved for a situation where you see 600,000 people. Other brachos the Gemara gets into, Tana Rabbanan, Aroa Chachmei Yisrael. If a person sees Chachmei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalak Mechachmasa Lireyav, he should recite a bracha Shechalak Mechachmasa Lireyav. Chachmei Ovdei Chachamim, if he sees Chachamim who are non-Jewish Chachamim, Omer Baruch Shenasan Mechachmasa Lireyav, also recite a bracha that Hashem has given from his Chachma to his creatures. Aroa Malchei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalak Mikvod Lireyav, Malchei Ovdei Chachamim, Omer Baruch Shenasan Mikvod Lireyav. And the same when it comes to a king, a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king both get a bracha, but a different bracha. A Jewish king is Baruch Shechalak Mikvodo Liyareyav, whereas in Ovid Chavim is Shenasan, and it's Libriyosav. Not Chalak, but Nasan, and not Liyareyav, but Libriyosav. There's a major discussion whether the one still recites this bracha when they see a president. Is it based on being an extremely powerful person, and the president of the United States is probably the most powerful person in the world? Or is it based on the ability to execute? Is it based on the being a monarch and never being able to be voted out of office? So many say that you say the bracha without Shema Malchus. Some say that you do say the bracha with Shema Malchus. There's also discussion in the poskim why it is that there's a difference between the of Chalak and Nasan. So the Beis Yosef writes in Simon Reish Chav Dalid that Nafshos Yisrael are Chatzuvos Mitachas Kisei HaKavod, that the neshamos of the Jewish people are chiseled out from underneath the Kisei HaKavod. So it's like a Chelek Me'Hashem. And therefore you could say Shechalak when it comes to Nefesh Yisrael, as opposed to Nefesh Yomos Olam, does not come from that same place. The Bach suggests that the Chachma and the Kavod of the Yisrael is a Chelek Me'Hashem, that their Chachma is Chachma Satora, their Kavod is Kavod Hashchina, whereas, so that's why it's Chalak. So, but of the Chavim, their Chachma and their Kavod is not a chelek of Hashem, it happens to be something very impressive, and therefore warrants a bracha, but is qualitatively, it's a different story. It's a question also, Bizman HaZed, do we still recite this bracha of Shenasan, Shechalak Michachmaso Liyareyav, meaning how big of a chacham does a person have to be to say such a bracha? I have a piece about this in my second sefer in Simon Chaf, but the chakira really is that when it comes to all of the other brachos that relate to a Birchas Ri'iyah, you see something, it's impressive, you react. But a person sees a chacham, mechachmei Yisrael, you know, you look at two old Jews and they both have long white beards and whatever. I mean, you don't know who's the Amaretz and who's the chacham. There's no way by looking at the person that you can have any idea what he is, which opens up a chakira. So what exactly is this bracha? Is it a din in Kavanat Torah, like a din of standing in front of a chacham or a zaken? Or is it a din in Bircha Shevach, that you see someone who is zochet to understand chachma in such an extraordinary way that you say such a bracha. So the chora, there are several nafkamina between these two possibilities. If it's a din of kavanat Torah, so it's pasha that you'd say this bracha even bizman hazeh, because you have to have yiftach bedoro kishmul bedoro, you have to have kavanat of tamid chamim bizman hazeh. But if it's a bracha on ri'iyas chachma of a certain madrega, maybe that madrega just doesn't exist anymore, and therefore you don't say say the bracha. Another nafkamina is if it's a din kavodat Torah, it's pashut that even Nam Haaretz, who doesn't really know what that means, does not know what it means to be a difference between this rabbi and that rabbi and that rabbi, you know, in different levels, but he got to have kavodat Torah, he's still chayiv to say the bracha. But if it's a din in appreciating a very high level of chachma, he has no idea what kind of level of chachma he's looking at. Another nafkamina, if it's a din in kavodat Torah, the chacham tell us you have to be mechabit talmud chacham sheshachach talmudo as well, that luchas and shivri luchas are munachos bar, and we learn back on Daf Ches. But if it's a din in encountering this mastery of Torah, well, once he's forgotten it, you haven't encountered that mastery of Torah. Another nafkamina might be whether you should say it b'kol ram. If it's a din in kavod, so maybe you should say it b'kol ram to be mechabed the person. But if it's not a din in kavod, so then maybe it doesn't have to be said b'kol ram. Rabbi Teller emailed me this morning. He told me that he asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein if he should say the bracha on him. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was anav mikol adam. He said yes. He had to be honest. So he told him, yeah, you should say the bracha on me. He said he asked for Shlomo Zalman and he quickly changed the topic. He quickly changed the topic of the conversation. He wouldn't add it. But obviously, meaning it's a davar pashut that you'd say it on L'chayra on Moshe Feinstein or Shlomo Zalman or Bach. But Shlomo Zalman couldn't bring himself to tell him that. Okay, so Rav Sheshes Saginor Hava. Rav Sheshes was a blind person. Everyone was going out to greet a king. Rav Sheshes got up to go with everybody else. Ashkehu Tzduki Yamalei. So Tzduki saw Rav Sheshes going to greet the king along with everybody else, and he said to Rav Sheshes, Chatzpi l'nahara. The actual kelim that are shleimim that can actually draw water are going to the river to draw the water. Kagni laya. But the broken kelim, what are they going for? Meaning you're not going to be able to see anything anyway. You're blind. So you'll come and see that I know more than you. So chalav et mi, which is interesting. You know, in Shas, we always have tashema, right? Tachazi is you have in Yerushalmi, but he's saying you come and see. You'll see. You know, I'm going to hear and you'll see, and that I'm able to perceive more than you. Chalav gunda kamaisa kika avsha. So first legion of troops comes by and it's very noisy. So amalei utzuki. The tzuki says shavshesh. Oh, the king must be coming. The king's not coming now. And then a second group comes by and it's noisy. Says, oh, maybe now. He's not coming yet. Then the third group came and all of a sudden it was quiet. There was silence. So Rav Sheshes says, now you know the king is coming. Sometimes, like you're in the presence of, if you've ever you know, been in a room where, like, either a president or Lahavdil Gadol Yisrael, you know, and there's a buzz in the room, and then they walk in, and all of a sudden there's like silence. People used to describe Rav Soloveitchik's yard site here. My uncle Julie Berman always has a beautiful description of what it was like hours before Rav Soloveitchik's yard site here. There was a buzz in the room because it was filling up because everyone wanted to get a seat. There were thousands of people there waiting, and then Rav Soloveitchik walks in and silence. You know, as he walks to where he's going. So that's you know, that's the feeling. So Lahavdil Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that you have all of the noise coming in advance, but then when he appears, when it's about to come, so it's silence. So Amalei Utzduki Minalacha. So the Tzduki said to Rav Sheshes, how did you know? Amalei the Malchus Adara came Malchus Adrikia, because the Malchus down here is supposed to mirror the Malchus in Shemayim. Dechsev Tseva Mata Bahar Lifnei Hashem Vinei Hashem Over Baruch Adol V'Chazak Mafari Karu V'Shabesh Slaim Lifnei Hashem Lo Baruch. There's going to be a massive wind. Lo Baruch Hashem. V'achar ruach rash, and after the ruach there's a ra, lo barash Hashem. V'achar rash eish, lo be'eish Hashem. V'achar eish, kol d'ma madaka. And that kol d'ma madaka, that represents the Shekhinah's actual arrival. Kiyosa malka pasuk Rav Sheshes kom v'ari chles. And then when the king came, Rav Sheshes said the bracha l'chora of nasan mikvodo libriyosav. So amalei utzduki l'mand l'chaz l'ekam v'rachas. He says, I still don't get it. How could you say a bracha on that which you don't see? So and whatever happened to that stuki, some say that they knocked out his eyes. That's the way Rashi understands, even though normally the Marsha points out kachol is normally a refuah for the eyes in Shas. It's something that's good for the eyes, but over here it's speaking b'lashon naki, but they knocked out his eyes. That Rav Sheshes placed his eyes on this person and turned him into a gal shalatzamos, which means the koach of Rav Sheshes's blind eyes was able to turn this person into a gal shalatzamos. Magen Avraham writes, you see from the Gemara that even a suma is able to be mevarech on a melech. because it's not. It's about appreciating the presence. That's the discussion some of the poskim have about saying a bracha on a malka, on a the Queen of England. So some of the achronim say it's a little humorous. They say, how could you say a bracha? You're not allowed to see the Queen of England because she's a woman. You're not allowed to look at a woman. But l'chori, you don't even have to see the king. You just have to appreciate what happens when their presence when you're in their presence. Prima Gadim writes that even though by all birchas ariyah suma is not mevarich, by birchas hamelech you are, because the suma can appreciate that sense of kavod that's in the air when the melech comes by. However, the Elia Rabbah writes that it doesn't say what bracha he said. It just says come mevarich lei. It could be he was mevarich the melech, like a sheila shalom kind of thing when he saw the melech, but not that when he was in the presence of the melech, that he was mevarich the melech, but not that that he said this bracha on the seeing of the melech. And it could be that even a suma would not say such a bracha. So says the Elia Rabbah. Okay, says the Gemara, Rav Shila Nagdelu gavra de baal mitzvahs. Rav Shila gave malchus to a guy who was boel a mitzri woman. Azalachal de kurtzi be malchus. So the guy went and ratted out Rav Shila to the melech, that he's taking the law into his own hands and he's punishing me for what? For sleeping with a woman who was nothing illegal about it. What did I do wrong? So Amar Ikachad Gavra B'Yudai D'Kadayin Dina B'lo Harman Ad-Malka. There's a Jewish rabbi who's going and ministering justice without permission from the king. So Shadalei Pristika, so the king sent to have him arrested. Kiyasa Amalei My time on the God Te'lahai. So when he came, he said, why did you do what you did? Why are you punishing this guy? Amalei D'Bal Chamarte. He said, because he was Boel Chamor, a donkey. So Amalei Islach Sa'adi. He said, I didn't know that. He left that part of the story out. Do you have witnesses that he was the bowel of donkey? Some blew in. He said, yeah, I absolutely do. Asa Elio Inmilike Inish Vasid. Elio came in the guise of a person, and he was made that this person was a bowel of donkey. Samalay Ihachi Bar Katalulu. So the king said, well, then he deserves more than Malkus. Bestiality is punishable by death. He said, I agree, but from the time that we've been in Galus, we don't have the ability to kill anymore. But do as you see fit. And while they were looking into this din, into what to do over here, Rabbi Shila said the pasuk, so the judge said, my comment, what are you saying? So Rabbi Shila responded, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Malchus down here that mirrors the Malchus Shemayim. V'yavlechu Shultan of Rach Medina, and he's given you power and judges that love justice. So Amru Chaviva Le'yakar Malchus Kulehai. Wow, you so value the honor of the Malchus and our ability to administer justice. Yavle Kulfa, so they gave him a rod, which I guess was symbolic of being able to punish. Amru Le'y Don Dina, you now get to be Don Din. So if you have enough, when Rav Shila left this. What turned out to be a very positive interaction with the king and his judges, Samalei Hu Gavra. So that guy that Rabbi Shila originally had given Malchus to said, Avud Rachman and Nisal Shakri Hachi, said, I can't believe what just happened. HaKadosh Baruch was making miracles for liars? You lied. You said that I slept with a donkey. I didn't. It was a Mitzri woman. Samalei Rasha. He says, Rasha, Lav Chamri Ikru. Aren't they called by the Pasuk Chamorim? Dechsiv, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yecheskel, Asher Besar Chamorim Besaram. So it wasn't a lie, it was using the label the way the Tanakh uses it, as opposed to the way that B'lashon B'nei Adam we use it. So Chazi Tekazel Memer Luhu Tekarinu Chamri. So Rabbi Shila saw that the person was going to go tell the king that that in Tanakh we refer to them as Chamorim. So Amar Hai Rodef, he says, oh, now I'm going to get killed if the king finds that out. So he's a Rodef. V'atar Amar in Balhar Chash Kev Lahargo. If someone comes to kill you, you got to kill him first. So Tachi B'kulf of Katle. He had this brand new stick that he got to be able to administer justice, so he used it to kill the fellow, and that way the fellow was not able to be rodef him anymore. Amar, hold this up with the nisa b'hai kra. Since a nes happened to me through this pasuk of l'cha Hashem ha'gedula, tarishin alei, I might as well darshan the pasuk. So he darshan as follows: l'cha Hashem ha'gedula. Maisa Bereshis. That refers to Maisa Bereshis. V'cheinu Omer, and that's why the pasuk says by Maisa Bereshis that Osa Gedolos Adin Cheker. Gedolos that we can't possibly understand. V'agvura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know Gvura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim? Shemar V'yar Yisol Siyara Gedola Asher Asa Hashem Mitzrayim. So we see that it's an expression of Hashem's Gvura, even though it doesn't use the term Gvura. Yad HaGedola means Gvura. Unklus is Metargim on the term. Yad HaGedola Gvuras Yad HaRabasa. So it's a lashon of Gvura. V'atiferes Zuchamut Levana Sha'amdu Lo LiYoshua. That's a reference to the sun and the moon that stood in place for Yoshua. Shemar V'yidom HaShemesh V'yareach Amad. V'anetzach Zuma Plasa Shal Romi. V'anetzach is a reference to the downfall of Rome that's going to happen. V'cheinu Omer. And that's what the pasuk says about the downfall of Rome. V'yaz Nitzcham Al Begodai. That Nitzcham is lashon of Netzach. V'hod Zumulchemes Nachle Arnon. Hod is a reference to Mulchemes Nachle Arnon. We discussed back on Daf Nundala that Nachle Arnon were in a valley between the two mountains, and when the Klal Yisrael needed to pass through, the Amorim were hiding in the caves, and the mountains that were leveled, and the blood of the Amorim was coming out. So that's a reference. Ahod is a reference to that. Shneamar Al Kein Yamar B'Sefer Mulchemes Hashem Esvehev B'Sufa. And remember, we had that whole drush of Esvehev being the two Mitzorayim that were in the back of the camp, and they're the ones that reported the blood draining because they're the ones that saw what had happened. That's a reference to Melchemes Sisra. Shneamar min haShemayim nilchumu haKochavim mimisilasam. L'cha Hashem haMamlacha zu Melchemes haMalek. That's a reference to Melchemes haMalek. That's a good Daf Yomi coincidence. Week of Parsha Zachar. Zu Melchemes haMalek. That about the Melchemes haMalek. V'chein Yomer ki Yod al Keiska. And the pasuk continues Melchemes haShem baMalek midor dar. That through Melchemes haShem baMalek the Kisei Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be elevated. We dash in the pasuk that misnase is a lashon of nasius, that we're talking a lashon of nasi, which is gog, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's misnase alav la'asalavo, and it's megala that there's only nasius for him alone. L'chol l'rosh amar of chadim barava amar of yochanan afilu reish gargisa, even someone who's appointed in charge of digging wells to fill them with water to be able to irrigate fields, min shemayim manulei. But he's in charge of something that comes. That's a minui min hashemayim. V'masnisatana b'shmei Rabbi Akiva l'cha Hashem gedulah zu kriyas yamsuf l'cha Hashem gedulah zu reference to kriyas yamsuf v'agvuru zu makas b'choros v'atzveru zu matan Torah v'anetzach zu Yerushalayim v'ahod zu beis hamikdash. An entirely different set of items that are being referred to in this pasuk. The Marsha explains each one and why they dafka relate to that word. Okay, Tan Rabbanan Haroa Bate Yisrael B'Yeshuvan. If a person sees Jewish homes while they're B'Yeshuvan, when Klal Yisrael is in a position of power, like during his Zman Bayesheni, Omer Baruch Matziv Gvul Almana, that in Chorban Bayis Rishon, Klal Yisrael was compared to an Almana. The Pasuk Necha says, Haysaka Almana. So the Geula that happened is like Hatzavas Gvul Almana, that the Gvul Almana has now been returned. B'Chorbanan Omer Baruch Tayina Emes. But you see, B'Chorbanan, you say Baruch Tayina Emes. Batei of the Kochavim B'Yeshuvan, if we see Batei of the Kochavim, the houses of the Kochavim that are settled, Omer, Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. The houses of the Kochavim that have a sense of Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch and you see them actually destroyed. You say Hashem has taken his vengeance on them. Ula Rav Chisah and Rav Chisah were walking together. When they got to the doorway of the house of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, so Rav Chisah groaned. He sighed and he groaned. It was upsetting to him. It was upsetting. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai used to have been an usher gadol, and now it was all lost. So Amalei Ula, Amayko Mesnachas, why are you groaning? Va'amar Rav, Anocha Shoveres Chatzi Gufa Shel Adam, really not healthy for a person. It's going to break you. Shenamar Va'ata Ben Adam He'anech B'Shivur Masnayim. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Kol Gufa Shel Adam, not only break half of a person, it breaks an entire person. Shenamar Va'yu Ki Yomrei Lecha Al Ma'ata Nenach Va'marta El Shmuel Kibah V'Namas Kol Leiv. So it's not a healthy thing to do. So Amaleisa. Rav Chisda responded to Ula, Hechi lo etnach, how can I not sigh? Besa, Dahavu Bashitin, Afiyasa bi Yamama. This was a house, the house of Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, had 60 bakers during the day. Vashitin, Afiyasa Balaila, another 60 bakers on staff at night. Va'afil lekolman detzarech, and they would bake for whoever needs. V'lo shakal yadam in kisa. And Rav Chanan bar Chanilai would never take his hand out of his money bag. Desavar dilma asi ani bartovim, because he was always choshesh that maybe the next ani that comes will have come from a more prominent background, and it's going to be embarrassing for him to have to ask for money. So vadamati lekisa kamitzif will be embarrassing while I reach into my wallet. So he would keep his hand in his wallet so that the person won't have to suffer those 2 seconds of indignity waiting while you find the money, that it will just be ready for him to give to him. Vesu, another thing about this house, have psichle arba bavi, it was open in 4 directions, abba ruchasa di alma, to the 4 directions of the world. Vakoldava ayel kafin nafik kisava, whoever came in hungry left satiated. Vavushadi lechiti sari b'shem betzaris abrai, and during years of famine where people who were not aniyim didn't even have what to eat, but they were embarrassed to take tzedakah, they would just throw food out of the house. They would throw wheat and barley so people could have what to eat. Vakoldman de ksifa milsa lemishkal biyamama, and anyone who's embarrassed to take during the day, asi v'shakul b'leili, would be able to come and take on their own at night. And hashanavel betila, and now this house has become just an empty mound. Below at nach, and I shouldn't groan. So you're asking me why I'm groaning? That's why. So amalei ula set rav chisa hachi am rabbi yochanan miyom shchar v'esem gedush nigzer gezer al batein shal tzadikim sheicharvu. From the time of the korban abayis, there was a gezera that the houses of tzadikim had to be destroyed. Shenem, because the pasuk says when Yeshayahu navi is misnavi on the peronus that will come because of the risha of the evil people. Ba'aznei Hashem tzavakos, that I heard that Hashem has made a gezera im lo batim rabim l'shamayiyu gedolim v'tovim ein yoshev, that gedolim v'tovim are the bottom of gedolim and tovim of tzadikim. V'am Rav Yochanan shasar asar kodesh baruch hu lachzir liyishuvan. But don't worry, there's also a promise that kodesh baruch hu will bring him back liyishuvan. Shneamar shiram al sadavra bochum Hashem kahar tzion. So we dash from the fact that the pasuk compares batei tzadikim that are boteach b'Hashem to har tzion as follows. Ma har tzion asar kodesh baruch hu lachzir liyishuvan. Just like har tzion, we know kodesh baruch hu is going to bring back af batei shel tzadikim asar kodesh baruch hu lachzir liyishuvan. We could rest assured that kodesh baruch hu is going to bring back the houses of the tzaddikim as well. So that was the nechama. Chazid lo miyashiv daite, but he saw that it didn't do anything for him. It wasn't making him happier. So amalei daya levet sheikarabo. So he said different to Rei Nechama. He says the evet should be no better than the adon. The Beis Hamikdash is the house of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's destroyed. So you shouldn't have more tsar over the house of Rav Chanan bar Chanilai than you do over the house of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that was ultimately what got him to straighten out in terms of overcoming the emotion of seeing the destruction of the house. Even the house of Rav Chanan bar Chanilai, the Marsha points out, is an Avelus Yishana. That's also just an Avelus Yishana, it's not an Avelus Chadasha. And a person in Avelus Chadasha can have a certain amount of shock that can be expressed, but for an Avelus Yishana, for an old Avelus that were a historical Avelus, it shouldn't be with that same level of shock. Tan Rabban, Haroa Kivra Yisrael Omer, Baruch Hashem Yatzar Eschem Bedin, V'zan Eschem Bedin, V'kilkel Eschem Bedin, V'asav Eschem Bedin, V'asav Akim Chem Bedin. Now a person sees Kivra Yisrael, so this is a bracha one recites when they go to a cemetery, if they haven't been to a cemetery in 30 days. So you say such a bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything with din, from creation to supporting us and sustaining us, and ultimately when a person dies, that's also Bedin. Misa is Bedin. The Gemara in Masech Shabbos tells us that there is such a thing as Misa below Chet, but that's also Din. Hashem knows the called Rach of Mishpat. Talmid Rabbi Yonah says, and even when a person dies below Chet, it doesn't mean that it's below Din. And ultimately, we believe in Tchias HaMesim, and we mentioned that as well. That in the bracha. Marbred Ravina Messiah Mamshred Rav Nachman, Vyode Mispra Kulcham Vuasa Lachyosam Lachayim Eschem, Baruch Machayim Mason. That he would add this brach of Machayim Mason at the end of the brach as well. Kivri of the Chavim, a person sees Kivri of the Chavim, Omer Boshe Imchem. The same thing that we said before when you see the Bate of the Chavim. So you say Boshe Imchem. Omer Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Haroa Eschavero Lachash Shloshim Yom. If a person sees a friend that he has hasn't seen in 30 days. Omer Baruch Shachianu Kimyanu V'Gyanu Lazman Hazeh. So he should recite a Shachianu. It should be a friend that he's excited to see. That's the point, L'chora. L'achar Shem Asar Chodesh Omer Baruch Mechaye HaMesim. But after 12 months, then he recites the bracha of Baruch Mechaye HaMesim. So Bach points out, it sounds like Baruch Mechaye HaMesim and not Shachianu, that the Mechaye HaMesim sort of replaces the Shachianu. So that's a question of exactly why dafka the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim. So the Marsha writes, because it's every year on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person is nidal Mechayim Alamavas. So if you see a person after Yom Noraim has passed, you should say Mechaye HaMesim, that he was saved from Misa. L'chorev, that's the case, it shouldn't be about Yud Beis Chodesh, it should just be about if you've seen him since the Yom Noraim. But it could be, Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechavadas, that L'chein B'yosuk Yom Neschachu Klei Tekshoris Meshucholim Telefonim Mevartim Asher B'chol Aretz Yotza Kum V'ksei Sevel Mileim. Rav Avadya Yosef says, nowadays we have modern forms of communication. It used to be that you didn't know if a person made it, if he's still alive after 12 months. So he's saying, Baruch Mechayim Mason, because as far as I knew, you could have been dead and I never would have known. But he says, maybe with modern forms of communication, maybe that's why we no longer say the bracha of Mechayim Mason. I have a piece about this in my second sefer also, Simon Chathei. But says the Gemara Vayter, Amarav, Eina Mes Meshtachech Min Alev El Lachash Nemas V'Chodesh, Shenemar Nishkachti Kimeis Milev Hayisi Kikli Oved. That the mace is like an Aveda, and just like an Aveda you give up after 12 months, so too a mace is Nishtakeach after 12 months, or at least could be Nishtakeach after 12 months. And the Talmid Rabbi Yonah says, that's the explanation of why you say Baruch Mechayim Mesim after 12 months, since you haven't seen the person, you've forgotten about the person from your heart in a certain sense. So just like a mace is Mishtakeach Min Alev, so therefore it's a Mechayim Mesim. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avakazi, Baruch, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua were walking together. Pagubei, Rav Chanina, Rav Ika. So they saw Rav Chanina, Rav Ika. So Amr Lei, Ba'adi Dechasina, Berichina, Alech Tarti. Now that we see, we want to say two brachas. Baruch Hashem Cholag Mechachmasa Lireyav, because that's the bracha you say on a Chacham. V'Shechianu, and also a bracha of Shechianu. Amr Lu, Ananami, Kimi Dechastinchu, Chashavtinchu, Ilavai, Kishit and Rivan, based Israel. Well, now that I'm seeing you are as Chashav to me as 600,000 Jews, Obrichin Aleichu Tulasa, and therefore I'm going to say three brachos on you. Hanach Tarti, the two that you're saying on me, and Baruch Hachem Arazin, because you're as Chashav as 600,000 Jews. So Amr Leis, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua said to Rav Chanina, Breid Rav Ika, Chakimas Kulei Hai, you're such a Chacham that you're able to be makir in us, the Chachmas Hapanim, to realize that we are the equivalent of 600,000 people, Yavu Be'anayu, so they placed their eyes on him, and that caused Nayin Hara, Vishachiv, and he died on the spot. Amr B'Shubal Levi, Aroas HaBa'akonim, if a person sees people who have spotted skin, Omer Baruch Mishan Abrios, you should say Baruch Mishan Abrios. So Meis Ve'Ras HaKushi Ve'Sagicha, a person sees Kushi, which many of the Achronim understand means someone who's not that his parents are Kushim and he's a Kushi also. It means he has two white parents, he's a Kushi, meaning something is genetically off, meaning there was a mutation of some sort. Ve'Sagicha, or a person who's very red. Ve'Salavkan, or a person who's albino. Ve'Sakipeach, or a person who's obese. Ve'Sananas, or a person who's a dwarf. Ve'Sadranikos, or a person whose skin is full of boils or warts. Omer Baruch Mishanas Abrios. Say Mishanas Abrios. We see before in this Gemara very clearly that Mishanas Abrios is a sad bracha. Meaning it's the equivalent almost of a Dayan HaEmes. It's a bracha when you see something that's unfortunate. Esakitea, you see someone whose hand is cut off. Esasuma, a blind person. Esasuya Rosh, someone who's hair is all entangled, as a chiger, a person whose legs are cut off, as a mukeshchin, someone who is a mukeshchin, as a ba'akonim, people who are who have like these lentil like dots all over them. Omer Baruch Dayina Emes. Person should say Baruch Dayina Emes. So says Gemara, but don't you see ba'akonim? It's Dayina Emes, not Mishana Brios. So lo kasha. Hami meima habasu this yalid. Tekanami dekani dumi dekteya shemamina. It depends if it's something that happened to him, then it's Dayina Emes, versus something that he was born with, then it's a Mishana Habrios, because then it's about his Bria, his coming into being. Interestingly, these three animals, we recite a bracha, Baruch Mishana Sabrios. You see an owl, and you see a monkey, you see an elephant, Ra Brios Tovos, if you see beautiful creatures, which means beautiful people, the Ilanos Tovos and beautiful trees, Omer Baruch Shekachalo Ba'olamo. And again, highlighting L'chora, that Baruch Mishana Sabrios is a sad bad bracha. It's the opposite of when you see something beautiful. That's why it always bothered me that Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds that even though we identify dafka these three animals, he says not any wonderful creature, any unusual looking creature. You would say this bracha, go to the zoo, the first magnificent creature you see, you say Mishaneh Sabrios. Doesn't sound that way from Shulchan Aruch, doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. In fact, the Meiri writes that Pil, Kof, and Kipov are all Domel Adam B'miksas Dvarim. They all have human-like characteristics. And that's why the Melech Shlomo on the Mishnayis and Klayim explains that's why it's a Mishaneh Sabrios, because it's a sad bracha, meaning it represents failed humanity. He says that after the Mabul, humans were turned into these things, were turned into these creatures. So that's the Mishaneh Sabrios. So Luchara, it's reserved for those kinds of creatures. About that, I'm going to say for also. Alazikin, so he said, my Zikin, what are Zikin? Amar Shmuel, Kochva de Shavit, a shooting star. Amar Shmuel, the Yirin Lishvili de Shemaya, Kishvili de Narda. The pathways of heaven are lit up for me like the pathways of Narda. Levar mi Kochva de Shavit, Loyadan in my Niyu. Except for Kochva de Shavit, I don't know what that is, Ugamiri, to love a Kisla, that when it appears, it doesn't make a path. It doesn't make like a Viyavar Kisla, and if it passes the Mazel Ksil, Charav Alma, then the whole world would be destroyed. So when the shooting star shoots by, it doesn't pass by this mazel of ksil, v'ha'ka chazin and da'avar, but we do see that it passes by. No, zivehu da'avar, meskazik da'avar yihu. No, it's only its shine that passes through, the light that emanates from it passes by ksil, but the actual shooting star itself does not pass by ksil. Rafun b'r Yeshua amar, vilon hu demikra, meskazin nahura derikia, that it goes through a certain window in the rikia hatachton, which is called vilon, and through that tear the ore comes through, and that's where the from on top of it. Ravashi Amar Kochba Huda Akar Mehai Gisa the Kasav Chazil El Chavre Mehai Gisa, that a star was moved from one side of Ksil, and you see it on the other side of Ksil Umivis, and it frightens the other star Umexi Kamanda Avra, and through that it looks like it passed through the it looks like the first star passed through Ksil, but that's not actually what's going on. Okay, Bezrachem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Shmuel Ramin.